All right, we've got our next guest, Todd Washington, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Todd on the other side of this quick station break.
You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lazzari, where NFL legends live on. Back to you, boys.
It's him. He's alive.
And now back in making his 10th appearance with us here on Thursday Night Tailgate is one of our all-time favorite guests, and that's Todd Washington. Let me give you a little background on Todd. Played his college ball at Virginia Tech, where as a senior, he was named All-Big East. He was a fourth-round draft pick by the Tampa Bay Bucks back in 1998, and he played in the NFL from 98 to 2005 with the Bucks and the Texans. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion, first with the Bucks as an offensive lineman back in 2002, and later as an offensive line coach with the Baltimore Ravens in 2013. After his playing career, he became an assistant offensive line coach, like I say, for the Ravens, and now he is recently signed as an offensive line coach for the Orlando Apollos of the Alliance of American Football, which is set to kick off their inaugural season in February, and we are excited. He is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Todd, Chris and Bob, how have you been, my friend?
I'm doing well, guys. It's been 10 episodes. That's really cool.
10, yes. This is 10 times awesome. On the show, and now it's been far too long since the last one. But yes, 10 times. How about that?
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm sorry that it's been too long since the last time I called in, but I'm glad I'm here now and
yes,
to get ready and answer any questions you guys have.
We appreciate you, Todd. So we couldn't be more excited to see you coaching in the AAF now for the Orlando Apollos. And I know you guys just got done with minicamp, so give us some feedback. How are things going so far?
So far, things are going as well as they are as expected. Being a new startup league, there's going to be, obviously, there's excitement in the air. You get a chance to finally see your players, see what you have as a team. You got them on the field. They're running around. The guys are in great shape, and their confidence is very high, and they're very excited for this opportunity. And training camp starts, in January, and the guys are ready to get going. And this came at the right time, and this is something that I think is needed for the game of football, and I'm just very fortunate to be a part of it. I was a part of the USL, but the AAF has done things the right way. They're very organized, and I'm looking forward for the fans to see what we're doing. It's going to be very exciting.
So, yeah, Todd, as a guy who, as a player and then as a coach in the NFL for several years, right, as you go into your first training camp and just coming out of your first mini camp, seeing how the league is set up and all of those sorts of things, kind of compare and contrast. Does it feel like an NFL setup? Does it feel like an NFL organization and an NFL camp, or is it a little bit different?
Well, the way I see it is nothing compares to the NFL, and we're not trying to do that. We're not trying to rival them. But we do have players that have played professionally in the NFL in Canada. Some have played indoor. Some are just straight out of college. But one thing is for sure, this is competitive football. It's professional football. And these guys know what the AAF is. It's an opportunity to play, competitive professional football with the chance to hopefully get back into the NFL. And, these guys know that going in. And I think that's the reason why the competition has been so intense, and it will continue to be intense, because this is a great chance for young guys to develop, to get video of themselves playing some top-notch competition, and to hopefully boost their resume to get back to where they want to be.
And Todd, your head coach there in Orlando is Steve Spurrier. How did you end up getting hooked up with Steve Spurrier and ultimately, obviously, becoming a member of his coaching staff?
Well, this past training camp, this past summer, I was with the Miami Dolphins working training camp, and came across an old friend of mine. His name is Tim Ruskell, and Tim is our general manager of the Apollos. And Tim and I go way back since my rookie year in 98. He was part of the personnel department that helped draft me to Tampa with Tony Dungy. You know, having him in my corner, he reached out to me when he saw me in training camp in Miami, and told me there was a potential opening for me with the Orlando Apollos and the AAF. And he just had to talk to Coach Spurrier about it. And that was about 2 or 3 weeks into training camp. And in my last week, before camp was over, I get the phone call from Coach Spurrier, and, you know, the rest was history. I never thought that in my young coaching career, or just in my career in general, that I'll have a chance to learn from a coaching legend like Steve Spurrier. So I'm very fortunate to have this opportunity. And even the short period of time that we've been together, you could tell why he's been very successful and he's won a ton of games in his career. And, it's exciting times for us. And I'm looking forward for, like, again, I'm excited for you guys to see what we're doing, because it's going to be fun.
I have questions for Todd.
Great to have you back, Todd. I want to take you back to that 98 rookie year with Tampa Bay. We've talked about it in the past, but our viewers just love hearing about any people that played for Tony Dungy and your indoctrination into the NFL. That Tampa Bay team had some incredibly good players, as we used to say, Warwick Dunn and Allstott and Derrick Brooks and Lynch, and I can go on and on. Who are some of the players on that roster, Todd, that you became very close to, who made your transition into the big time pretty easier?
Well, first of all, a good friend of mine is Rondé Barber, defensive back. We still stay in touch to this day. We're real, real good friends. He was one of the main people that helped me transition from college to the NFL. My locker mate right beside me was Donnie Abraham. And it's kind of crazy now, because Donnie and I are now on the same coaching staff. We are, you know, Donnie's coaching part of the secondary for the Orlando Apollos. And, you know, it's really good to reconnect with him and have a chance to talk some ball and relive some of those old Buck days. Those are two guys that, you know, staying in touch with those guys and reconnecting with Donnie. You know, those are the two that stand out right now. You know, offensively, Jorge Diaz, offensive lineman who still lives in the Tampa Bay area. I learned a lot from him during my first couple of years in the NFL. Those are the guys that, you know, stick out the most. And I did go back for Tony Dungy's Ring of Honor ceremony. There was a Monday night game against Pittsburgh, and being able to reconnect with all those guys, it was very, very special, and I was very happy to be a part of it.
And Todd, I just think you're in a perfect position now, having won Super Bowls, having played on a high level in the NFL, having coached offensive linemen, and of course, you said you have a lot of established kind of guys coming in. Do you look at your job now as being more of fine-tuning, or do you think you'll still be able to teach these guys a lot?
I still think I'll be able to teach these guys a lot. And not because of, you know, I'm a cocky guy, but being a football coach and being a teacher of the game, you still have to find ways to reach a player and find ways to teach things to them. And the best players that you have in your room are the ones that want to be coached and want to be coached hard. Again, these guys understand that this is not only an opportunity, but this is a second opportunity for some of these guys to get back on the football field and play. And I know they'll definitely want to take advantage of that. So they'll be open to any and all type of coaching and teaching that we have available. And there's a lot of knowledge on our staff. There's a lot of football knowledge, a lot in the college game as well as the NFL. And most of our players, they have playing experience. So, I don't think our guys will take advantage for this. I think they'll come in ready to go with an open mind, and they all want to be coached hard. And just from the short time in mini camp, these guys were very energetic, asking questions. They want to know it all. And just like they're conducting themselves as professional. And that's what we want to see out of our guys.
And Todd, just for our listeners to kind of get their mind wrapped around what the league is, you know, how it compares to the NFL. I think you guys have got some different things, some different rules than what we've seen in the NFL. Just kind of put a little bit of twist on the game. What are some of the differences you've seen so far?
Okay, there's several rules, and I think most of these rules are designed to speed up the game, the play of the game. I think the main goal is they're trying to get the game played within 2 hours. So, play clock for us is only, the play clock starts at 30 seconds. So you don't have a 40 second play clock like you do in the NFL, so it's 30 seconds. If you score a touchdown, you have to go for two. Field goals are allowed, but you have to go for two if you score a touchdown. You know, defensively, there are some limitations as far as bringing pressure and blitzing. Coverages, you can do anything you want, but you can't blitz corners or safeties. and you can only bring five players on defense. So it's a little bit restrictive for the defensive guys. So it also helps offensively because you want to see more points being scored. But those are the main ones. And also in overtime, which could possibly change, the ball be placed on the 10-yard line and it's first and goal, and you have four chances to score. And
sort of like the college rule.
Absolutely. So those are the main ones. And again, they're trying to speed up the game. And obviously, rules are subject to change, and we have to be flexible with that. But as of right now, those are some of the rules. And as we get going, you know, obviously, you'll hear more of it as the season gets close.
Todd, like you mentioned, you guys just broke minicamp. So I was curious to get. I know you've got Garrett Gilbert. It was they had a quarterback draft. The AAF had a quarterback draft. Garrett Gilbert was selected by the Orlando Apollos. He's a client of our good friend Lee Steinberg. But who are some of the guys, some of the players in camp that that caught your eye right away? That Orlando fans and as fans flock to the AAF, you know, boy, keep your eye on this guy.
Well, I'll tell you one guy who definitely has impressed is quarterback Kevin Anderson. He's a quarterback from Fordham, and in his career he had over 70 touchdown passes, and he quietly threw over 7,000 yards in his career. So he's very impressive, and he got better every single day. Every touchdown he threw, he's the first one running downfield, high five and chest bumping the receivers he just threw the ball to. So he has a lot of juice, he has a lot of energy, and is very contagious. I like my offensive lineman, Quintarius Edman from South Florida, big tall guy, Trevor Darling from Miami, the University of Miami. He's 6'5", 6'6". I think the lightest guy I have on the offensive line is 300 pounds. They all can move. They move very well. We have a lot of speed in our wide receiver core. Ishmael Hyman from James Madison stood out. Frankie Hammond from Florida. Yeah, Ronald Hall from Central Florida. So our team is broken down by region, and we have a very, very heavy Florida flavor to our team. And when you hear about the state of Florida, you know you have athletes and you have speed, and that's the one thing that definitely showed up in minicamp. And it was actually exciting to see some of these guys talking trash to one another about Pop Warner and where they went to high school and college ball. So these guys are already competing with one another, and we haven't even put the pads on yet. So it's going to be fun.
Todd, just a couple of more before we let you go. Got to get your thoughts on your alma mater, Virginia Tech. Certainly started out the year strong with wins over Florida State and Duke, who were both ranked in the top 25 at the time, but a couple of tough losses, certainly to Old Dominion, and sort of a lull in the middle of the season with four straight losses. But end of season 6-6. They've got Cincinnati in the Military Bowl on New Year's Eve. How do you feel about the job that Justin Fuente is doing and the direction the program is headed?
Well, obviously, if you continue to find a way to be bowl eligible and, you know, getting that postseason berth is a good thing. But I think our program took a step back. And, you know, things happen when you're trying to build something great. You know, you're always not going to have positive seasons, and things are not always going to go your way. And, you know, obviously this is one of those years. So now the true testament and the true test will come. What's going to happen now? All right. You were one win away from beating Clemson in the ACC championship game. And then the next 2 years after that, you're 6-6. So now I think you're at a crossroads. And I think this year is going to really, I can care less about the bowl game. I hope they win it because I want my guys to go out on top, and I want the seniors to have a victory to finish their careers. But coming into 2019, this is a test for Virginia Tech and Justin Fuente to see how they're going to respond and bounce back. Because these players need success. And, you know, just like me, I want to see my guys win. And, hopefully this year was a fluke or an anomaly. They can stay healthy, and hopefully they can make a run for another ACC title.
Bob, one more for Todd before we let him go.
Yeah, Todd, I was just glad to hear about Kevin Anderson. I'm a Fordham alum, and I watched his career closely, so please wish him luck for me. But I wanted to get back. Please do. And just about your own career, Todd, any guy that played on the offensive line in the trenches for 8 years, you know, you take a beating, you get beat up, no matter how strong you are. Without getting too personal, your own health. How are you feeling these days? I'm sure there's some days are better than others, like any other ex-player.
Oh yeah, some days are better than others. You know, the joints hurt, especially in the cold. But one thing that I realized that I just can't just lay on my butt and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So when I have the chance, I stay active. I hit the gym as much as I can. I've changed how I view food and how I eat. I realize that I'm not an offensive lineman anymore. I don't need to be a big man anymore. I don't need to be 300 pounds anymore. I don't have to be big just because I want to be big. It took me a while to figure those things out, but once I figured it out for myself and what works for myself, my health has gotten better. My blood pressure is not a problem. The only issues I have now are just structurally from just playing, and that just comes with just wear and tear. But as far as everything else go, I'm in a real good place right now, and I plan on staying that way.
That's right. Todd, before we let you go, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things that you're going to be doing down there with the Apollos, whether they're following you online or it's on social media?
Yeah, you can follow me on social media, Instagram or Twitter. It's the same as TWashington757. You know, I'll post periodically and, you know, I'll send some videos every once in a while of things that what's going on in my world. I don't live on it as much as some people, but every once in a while I'll post some things that may be important or somewhat funny. I don't use that as a platform politically or anything of that nature. I let other people deal with that mess. My whole world is my family and football, and that's what you'll see and that's what you'll get. And have any questions, feel free to ask them, and I'll answer them the best I can.
Well, Todd, you know we think you're great. We can't thank you enough for your time coming here and being a part of the show again tonight. And like we always say about you, Todd, you're a great coach, but more importantly, you're a 10 times better person. And I'm already looking forward to the great things that you're going to do for the offensive linemen there in Orlando and for the AAF in general. And really looking forward to you coming to town when Orlando plays the Atlanta Legends. That game is scheduled for Saturday, March the 23rd, and I will be there rooting you on, my friend. Thank you so much for coming back and being a part of the show tonight.
Thank you guys for having me, and once again, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you and your families, and I hope it's a blessed one and a safe one.
Thanks.
Same to you
on.
And yours, Todd. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll catch up soon. Take care.
Good luck.
Take care. All right. Thank you.
See you, Todd. That is a great Todd Washington. And Bob, I mean that sincerely. When you think about a guy that's not only had a lot of success on the football field as both a player and a coach, and he's got a Super Bowl ring as both, but just a 10 times better person.
The perfect resume, Chris, and not just because he's been a great friend of ours and a guest on this show, but if I'm starting a team at any level, I want him to coach my offensive linemen.
Yes. And I hope he gets that opportunity. I'm sure he's going to do great in Orlando, and hopefully he's back in the NFL before too long. All right, we've got our next guest, Ron Lipick, hanging on the line. We're going to get to Ron on the other side of this quick station break.